Okay, so most of our, we've done many things in the community. I'm going to be talking about our innovative programs in higher education. First of all, the two universities have worked together to incubate a variety of what would be certificate programs or vocational programs. We have a drug and alcohol studies program, and there are many of those in community college, but we really take a social change, social policy approach to that program, which is quite different than how it's approached in the other places in the CSU. Our community health worker certificate is a frontline certificate program. It was actually developed in the early 90s. We were one of the first programs, actually the first program in higher education for community health workers. We do have a curriculum for that, and we've disseminated it to about six other universities around the country. We have a healthcare interpreter program and have been told by the hospitals in our area that we were, that the initiation of that program has really done a lot to work with being able to have healthcare interpreters in emergency rooms in the healthcare setting. And that's also been being disseminated throughout California. And then we have an AIDS and HIV prevention program. This is a new initiative which is called the Metro Health Academy. It's FPSE funded. Our first class will come in the fall of 2008. We'll have two cohorts, one at City College of San Francisco and one at San Francisco State. And basically what this is driven by our need, our perceived need, and I imagine many of you will concur, of the under-preparation of many of the people that we would like to be leaders in public health as they come into higher education in writing, critical thinking, oral communication, and quantitative thinking. So what we've done is received funding to develop a model to redo the first 2 years of general education in higher education to contextualize that learning in the burning issues of community health, e.g. social justice issues, and then to reinforce that. So you see in this round, this layer of the graph here, this is critical thinking, oral communication, writing, and quantitative thinking. We're working with community and faculty, both at the City College and the CSU, to contextualize those courses using things like using the concept of social justice. And then the top prong, MHA 1 through 4, is to reinforce and apply those concepts in a clinic kind of setting so students get the ideas of social justice as they're learning to write, to think, to understand statistics. And then there's a clinic where they'll actually be applying those ideas. So this is and we are working with the Irvine Foundation around this, this disseminating this throughout California in the CSU and community colleges. We have a couple of film courses. One is a documentary film course where we show students documentary films. And the second, which Rochelle helps us teach and teaches, is a filmmaking course where the students at San Francisco State, we have some money from the National AIDS Foundation, they're actually flying all over the country making films about women and AIDS. And so at the end of the filmmaking course, we have five different films. We've had one on, you know, using gardens in school. So it's both two courses, an undergrad, a lower division course where students come and watch documentary films about both health and social justice, and an upper division course where they're actually making films on health and social justice. Next week. We did a really large We have a Master's of Public Health program that really focuses on health and social justice that has a very big practice component. And in our undergraduate program, we had a grant from the Hewlett Foundation to develop something called social justice internships, where our internship program and our at our bachelor's level, we were able to develop internships that had a social justice focus. So students were able to go out and work with community-based organizations that were really focusing on social change and come to understand that better. And also in our Master's of Public Health, we made decisions that community organizing, policy, those two in particular, would be freestanding three-unit courses required of students because of our focus on social justice. Next week. So that's all what we're doing. What we've learned is that, and we've been working with NACHO, Richard, I see you here, and a bunch of people, and really talking through this pedagogy work to talk about, you know, the importance of beginning with case studies. So you begin with something, especially on the undergraduate level, you begin with something like obesity, which if you ask most undergraduates why people are fat, they would say because they eat too much. And then you walk back from there and say that is the dominant hegemony, that's what most of us believe. Now let's look at the evidence. Let's look at how the line of obesity in children follows upward the line of commercials on Saturday morning TV and the pairing of toys with high sugar foods, you know, on and on, all of the evidence that we have as we walk back. And then you end with the more theoretical issues that are really kind of higher level issues around race, and of course we use Larry's work, Race, the Power of Illusion, which is systemed with the class and gender. So we have four lenses through which we study social justice. One is we really believe, as does social learning theory, that in order for stuff to go in long-term memory, it has to have an emotional charge. That's not hard to do given our population, which is very diverse and not privileged. And we use the Project South formulation of consciousness, vision, and strategy to really get at moving through the content of health and social justice. So the emotional engagement, and I think all of us know that films are just a wonderful way to do this, and we owe a debt of gratitude to California Newsreel for, you know, popularizing this content. Films make it so easy to deliver this message in a real way that people just resonate with, and it's really very powerful. And then we often have a dialogue with people from the community or within the community we build in the class about the issue. We have experiential learning, you know, all of the activities that many of you have used yourself, the 10 chairs, exercise, move back, move forward, you know, all of those very engaging kinds of experiential learning. And then we talk about all the people in the community, and of course, again, we live in a very rich community of people who are doing a lot of this work, and we point our students and say, get on the bus, don't start over, go join what's already happening in our community. It's really important, and this is the vision aspect, it's really important to give students best practices, to help people see that there is a way, there is an alternative. It doesn't have to be this way. And to look internationally and to look deeply at how we want things to be in relation to how they are and to articulate our values. This is the but my time is over. Thank you very much.